Good morning.
You hear about the 17-year-old girl they pulled out of the rubble in Haiti?
Yes.
Wow.
Oh, that's amazing.
That's a lot of money that that the celebrities have been raising too, huh?
They have been. I mean, so far it's over $57 million. But what's interesting is the song Hope for Haiti Now debuted number one on Billboard 200 chart, making it the first digital-only album to hit the top spot. So it has sold 171 units just over the weekend, and it features performances by U2, Beyoncé, Madonna. More than 80 million people tuned in to Friday's telethon. They've raised, again, over $57 million, but it keeps going up and doesn't look like it's going to stop anytime soon. So.
Also, just read this morning, too, Anne, Sunday at the Grammys, Mary J. Blige is going to sing A Bridge Over Troubled Water and proceeds to Haiti as well when you download that one.
Yes, isn't that nice?
That's with Andrea Bocelli. That's going to be really good.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Mm-hmm. I just saw a photo. I wanted to ask you about Paula Abdul. Boy, is she thin, Anne.
She's thin. She's not looking good.
No.
It's too thin. I know. She's been offered $1 million now to appear on Dancing with the Stars. She'll have until March 22nd to make up her mind. We don't know if she's going to be dancing on the show or being a judge on the show for $1 million. That's the question. We're not quite sure. But the reason why she should take it, not only will you be on Dancing with the Stars, it's a development deal at ABC. It will also allow you to join The X Factor because that will be broadcast on ABC. And word is she's been wanting to make her mark on a network long term. So she's had it with reality shows, this and that. She wants to have one place where she can develop the so-called Paula brand. So it might be ABC.
If you were to put a wager on it, do you think she'd come as a dancer or as a judge?
I think she'd come as a judge.
Yeah,
you think so?
Me too.
I think they'd add a fourth one. Yeah.
How do you think Carrie Ann and ABBA would feel about that?
Not good.
Have you met?
I think when it ain't broke, you don't fix it. Like, I think it's perfect the way it is with Len and Carrie and Bruno, and I don't think they should change it.
No, I agree. I think four judges, even when they did that with Idol, when they added Kara last year, four judges was just too much.
It's too much,
correct.
Yeah.
I agree.
X Factor, that's the Simon Cowell show.
That's the Simon Cowell show, and also a prodigy of Simon Cowell, Susan Boyle. Susan Boyle had an intruder in her house, and she walked in on them. A youth was in her house in Scotland, and she walks in, and she realizes now that there's somebody there, but she's okay, and she's fine. He's in the hands of police right now, so she's feeling okay, but can you imagine walking in and actually, can you imagine being him and going, oh, this is Susan Boyle's house?
Susan Boyle, you didn't know. Sing me a song.
Yeah, I think it'd be more shock for him the other way.
You know, you got to feel sorry for her. It's almost like drama just follows her around.
Yeah.
I think so, yeah. It's too bad.
She seems to me the type that doesn't really know how to handle the spotlight that she's been thrust into.
Yeah.
No, it's hard for anybody to handle it, yet somebody who's, you know, got 120 million views on YouTube and then releases one of the year's top-selling albums in November, and then all of a sudden, you know, all this is going on. It's difficult.
How do you handle it, Jay? You have a lot of Facebook friends.
Yeah, it's tough. Oh, it's tough. Thankfully, I have my Facebook friends as support. So tell us, Hollywood, have a great weekend.
Okay.